Good evening, I'm Dave McGowan with VPR News. Health economist Jonathan Gruber won notoriety last year for his remarks about the, quote, stupidity of the American voter. But here in Vermont, the state auditor is far more concerned about the MIT professor's billing habits than his ill-advised public remarks. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more.
Jonathan Gruber helped design the Federal Affordable Care Act, and he'd go on to earn criticism nationally when footage of his degrading comments about U.S. voters went viral. The dust-up resonated particularly loudly in Vermont, where the Shulman administration had hired Gruber to perform economic modeling on its ill-fated single-payer health care system. The single-payer financing proposal has since been shelved, thanks in part to the results of Gruber's modeling. But for State Auditor Doug Hoffer, serious questions remain about the state's contract with the noted MIT economist.
Contracts are serious business, and you know, if you agree to the terms of a contract, then you have an obligation to meet those requirements, and he has not met those requirements. And the people who paid him, i.e. the taxpayers of the state of Vermont, we have every reason to expect him to abide by the terms of the contract, and there are some outstanding questions that we have a right to know the answers to.
Doug Hoffer is a progressive Democrat, and unlike some of Gruber's previous adversaries, he doesn't stand to gain politically by scrutinizing the state's contract with him. Hoffer says he decided to conduct the inquiry after being contacted independently by three different lawmakers, one of whom was a Republican. The Shulman administration has paid Gruber $160,000 so far as payment on two invoices submitted by Gruber last year. But Hoffer says those invoices lack even basic information about the work Gruber performed.
The contract called for a description of the work performed. There is no description of the work performed. He simply says, we work these many hours. On the face of it, it does not appear to meet the requirements of the contract.
Hoffer says he's asked Gruber for a more detailed documentation of his work. Hoffer says none has been forthcoming. Robin Lunge, director of healthcare reform for the Shulman administration, says that the invoices do meet the minimum invoicing requirements stipulated in the contract. She says the invoices show both the number of hours worked as well as a description, however brief. The description in the invoice reads, quote, consulting and modeling on the Green Mountain Care proposal. And Lunge says she worked hand in glove with Gruber and his team for the duration of the contract. The Gruber controversy spurred numerous records requests for communications between Gruber and the administration, and Lunch says those emails, first chronicled in a story by the Vermont Press Bureau, provided her with a comprehensive understanding of the work Gruber was doing.
I think, as is illustrated by the thousands of documents and emails that we released between Dr. Gruber and the staff, including myself, I feel confident that we've gotten our money's worth in terms of both the amount of work as well as the quality of the work that we received.
Hoffer says that may be so, but he says it doesn't mean Gruber or the administration can bypass the statutory requirements governing state contracts.
It's not really about Gruber per se. It's about the administration and its ability and willingness to hold personal service contractors to the terms of these contracts. That's what's going on here.
Hoffer, who has subpoena power for state contracts, says he's in the process of submitting more requests for information to Gruber. Gruber declined comment for this story. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.